From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Tom Baudet, and Amy Dickinson. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. It is, of course, time again for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're my Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jess Murrow from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
How are things in Milwaukee?
Good. It's finally warming up, so you can sit on the patios.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Drinking your beer or so, I'm told.
Exactly. I think it's the biggest bar capital or whatever.
Yeah, it is. It's fabulous. Well, welcome to the show, Jess. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jess's topic?
Pin the tail on Grandpa.
Despite parents' best efforts, kids' birthday parties sometimes end in tears. But this week, we learned about a special new service for birthday parties that will guarantee misery and unhappiness. Guess that true, terrible new birthday party idea, and you will get Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to play?
I am.
Let's hear first from Amy Dickinson.
Don't you get tired sometimes of your kids bugging you about what awesome thing you're going to do for their next birthday party? Maybe Dora the Explorer is lost in the weeds, or maybe Pin the Tail on the Donkey is just too darn political for you this year, or maybe you just really hate your kids. If any of this applies to you, you need to hire Dominic DeVille's evil clown for your kids' next and maybe last birthday. For a fee, the evil clown will stalk your child for an entire week, making prank phone calls and sending terrifying text messages and notes warning your child that she will be attacked by an evil clown. And then, on the birthday itself, the evil clown will, in fact, attack the child, smashing a cake into his face. Dominic DeVille reassures parents by saying that during its reign of terror, the evil clown will never break into your home. Cost of a lifetime's supply of birthday therapy is extra.
Evil clowns stalking your children and springing their trap on their birthday. Your next story of a horrible birthday party comes from Tom Baudet.
There is not much sweet about turning 16. Hormone imbalances, acne, gym class. About the only redeeming aspect of a 16th birthday is the thrill of driving a car all by yourself. But Chad Farnham of Amelia National Safety Labs in Lucy, Kentucky has a cure for that too. Sweet 16 crash test parties. We thought it would be a great way to have some fun and show new drivers the damage that a crash can do. The parties amount to the birthday boy or girl and their friends watching a driver safety video, then lining up behind the screen along the test track to watch a couple of crashes. The first one is lower speed, but we fill the dummies with red syrup to get the right effect, explained Farnham. They're all pretty pale when we send the second car down at 50 miles per. But then the dummies bust open like pinatas and they see they're filled with Skittles and coupons for the laser tag place next door. Asked how many crash test parties they've held, Farnham replied, "Just the one so far."
Crash test parties, fun and a safe driving lesson. Your last story of parents ruining their child's party comes from Mo Rocca.
For kids who love to play doctor, there's no substitute for the real thing. That's the thinking behind the Where Does It Hurt birthday party package for kids 8 to 10 years of age. Produced by AARP, the birthday boy or girl and friends will be outfitted in lab coats and stethoscopes, then driven to a nearby nursing home. Each little doctor gets to spend 2 hours listening to an elderly resident describe his or her aches and pains. Then the mini medics will sort pills, adjust the thermostat, fill out claims forms, adjust the thermostat, and even learn to spell Epsom. The best part of all, the birthday boy gets to give the oldest patient a sponge bath.
All right. Jess, are you by any chance a parent yourself?
I'm not. I'm right. Only 27.
Oh, okay. Well, someday if you are a parent, you'll be able to purchase perhaps one of these services for your child on his or her birthday? Is it from Amy Dickinson, the terrifying, scary clown who stalks your child leading up to the birthday? From Tom Baudet, the crash test party where kids get to joyfully look at the result of car crashes before they start driving themselves? Or from Mo Rocca, the play doctor party where they get to go to an assisted living home and play doctor with the residents there?
I wish it was Amy's, but I'm going to guess Tom.
So you're gonna wish it was Amy's scary clown.
I think that's sort of funny.
Maybe it's best that you don't become a parent. So you're gonna skip Amy's story. You're going to go for Tom's story of the crash test party.
Yes, I hope so.
Well, we actually spoke to somebody who provides this service.
They're always going to remember their 10th birthday when they had the clown following them for a week. But that's the gift that keeps on giving.
That was the clown known as Professor Chumley. You can hire him to torment your children at evilclownsforhire.com. So I'm so sorry.
I have to remember that. As
it was hilarious and it was true. You should have picked Amy's. Sadly, you did not. You didn't win, but you did pick Tom's story, earning him a point. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Jess.
Bye-bye, Jess.
Bye.